I keep a picture of Jesus in my wallet. It's not a photograph of Jesus or an artist's rendition of Jesus, but rather a word picture of Jesus, as found in Colossians 1, 13 through 20. I call this picture of Jesus the big picture, because it shows me how big my Savior truly is. Infinite in love, infinite in grace, infinite in power. And this is the big picture I focus on whenever I feel small or alone or hurting, at the mercy of a heartless world instead of in the mercy of Almighty God. It's precisely here that you and I need to see the big picture of Jesus Christ, a big picture that is prevalent throughout the entire Bible, but emphatically so in Paul's letter to the Colossians. I'd like to show you that picture of Jesus now. Colossians 1, 13 through 20. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He, this is referring to Jesus, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. What is this big, big picture of Jesus Christ? The big picture is first of Jesus as true God. Consider another picture. Consider the picture of Good Friday, when an endless parade of people relentlessly mocked the Savior. The Jewish religious leaders who said, "He saved others, let him save himself." Or the Roman soldiers who said, "If you're the king of the Jews, save yourself." And then to add insult to injury, they nailed a sign on the cross which said, "King of the Jews." That was meant to be a joke of cosmic proportions. Look at him, a king? Even one of the malefactors crucified with Jesus mocked him and said, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." And yet none of those who mocked Jesus that day saw the big picture. Saw the big picture that the man who hung on the cross, bleeding and dying, was none other than the Son of God and the Savior of mankind. By the grace of God, you and I have seen this big picture of Christ's deity. Jesus is true God. Regrettably, we don't always apply that to our lives, do we? Because if we did, Jesus is God, would we ever feel so powerless at times, so alone, so unwilling to undertake that task or improve that relationship or endure that heartache? It isn't really that our problems are too big. It's that our view of God at times is too small. Are you facing an insurmountable problem today, an illness, a financial crisis, a painful relationship? Then see the big picture of Jesus Christ as true God. See him as Paul described him in Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God. God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. Or later in Colossians 2, verse 9 and 10, where Paul says, in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. If you see that big picture of Jesus, then you tell me that there is something, even one thing, that he cannot change or accomplish or heal. Second, the big picture of Jesus as our Savior. From the world's perspective, when Jesus died on that cross, that was a defeat, not a victory. That was a case of a criminal getting what he deserved, or conversely, of a good man getting what he did not deserve, but nothing more than that. And yet, when the Jews and Gentiles killed Jesus, thinking that they had accomplished their plan, in the big picture, God accomplished his eternal plan of our salvation. And so we read in Acts chapter 4, Herod and Pontius Pilate, together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city, conspired against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. Listen to this. But they only did what your power and your will decided beforehand should happen. There are dark hours in our lives when we all feel the weight of guilt, when an otherwise peaceful day is broken by the unexpected memory of a past sin, of succumbing to that temptation again, of the dreadful way that we treated another human being. Every one of us should confess with David, "Against you, you only have I sinned." Or lament with Paul, "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death?" But praise God for the answer. The answer is Christ Jesus our Lord. Today, if you are struggling to forgive someone, or if you're struggling to believe that God could forgive you, take a step back and look at the big picture in Colossians chapter 1. God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have what? Redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. And finally, see the big picture of Jesus Christ in control of all things. I know what you see on TV, the pictures, the wars, the riots, natural disasters, the terrorism, the school shootings, the religious apathy, calling right wrong and wrong right, increasing hostility toward Christianity. Take a look. By all outward appearances, it seems that the world, our nation, and even our lives at times are completely out of control. But here too, you need to take a step back and see the big picture that Jesus Christ is controlling all things. In fact, I'd like you to notice something. Notice the number of times in this text that Paul uses the two words, all things, speaking of Jesus. For by him all things were created, verse 16. In the same verse, all things were created by him and for him. In verse 17, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. In verse 18, so that in all things or everything he might have the supremacy. In verse 20, through him to reconcile all things to himself. What's the point? Why all this repetition from the Spirit of God? All things, all things, all things. Because God wants us to know there's not even one thing in our lives, in our world, that's beyond his control, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. When your life seems out of control, don't watch the news. Read the Bible. see the big picture of Christ reigning supreme over all things and reigning in such a gracious way that he's promised that he will force even the worst circumstances in life to serve your best interest. So I have a picture of Jesus in my wallet. It's not a photograph of Jesus or an artist's rendition, but a word picture of Jesus. I call it the big picture because it shows me how big Jesus is. And I turn to that big picture every time I hurt or feel heartbroken or feel alone. If I may quote from the commercial, what's in your wallet? Amen. We close with hymn 341, stanzas 1 and 5.